I've been through tough times, and what's got me through are stories, getting inside the heads of other people when I've been knocking around with my own thoughts for too long. I think people are reading more now. We're all needing an escape. We want to be in different places. We would love to go away on holiday, but if we're reading a book, then we can be in the south of France, or we can be in Alaska, or anywhere. Or we can read, kids can read fantasy and find themselves in completely different worlds altogether. So I think reading is vitally important at the moment. No, we never thought Vera would become such a huge deal on television. I think we did the pilot, they did the pilot, and we just hoped that people would like it. That it's still going 11 series on is amazing. And it was really moving when the team came back to film in a socially distanced way in the autumn. Just that sense of relief, I think, locally, a sense that after all, things were coming back to normal a bit, that there was some light at the end of the tunnel because there were going to be more episodes of Vera, which is a real compliment to Silverprint, who made it, and especially to Brenda, who plays her with such courage and so well. It's huge in the States, it's huge in Canada, really big in Australia and New Zealand. So, yeah, Vera has put the Northeast on the world map, I think.